Chapter 5. I Just Want to Get to Know You. Jungkook will win, says Haibin, tapping away on her tablet. Of course, says Nayeon, typing on both a tablet and a phone at the same time. Likely gibberish, Jin thinks, but she looks good doing it. He's a perfect fit. Sincere. Attractive. Sweet. Photogenic, says Nayeon with finality. And tall, but not too tall. He suits both our purposes. They both turn to Jin, eyebrows raised, and he smiles politely. Am I allowed to offer an opinion on my own love life now? Don't be smart, says Nayeon. This has nothing to do with love. It's your image. And Jungkook will be very, very good for you. It's just the three of them in the production room, Director Han off cutting together storylines, but Haibin still says reflexively, We believe strongly that this format helps people find their destined loves. Sure it does, says Nayeon as her phone buzzes. So Jin, are you on board? Jungkook is fine, he says, but he's a nice kid. He tries to think how to elaborate, but both women are already nodding. Exactly. He needs to think it's real. Can you do that? That's not exactly what he meant, and he frowns. I'd rather be honest with him. Avoid pain. Life is pain, says Nayeon, waving her hand above her head. An opportunity for growth. Haibin says, slightly more sympathetically. He's not an actor. We'll tell him eventually, but we won't get what we need if we're honest too soon. Fine, says Jin. For now, I reserve the right to change my mind. Perfect, says Nayeon. She looks at Haibin, and they set their devices down at the same time by unspoken agreement. What story are you telling? Young man with idealistic dreams finds an ideal man, says Haibin briskly. The internal tension will be the age gap. The external tension will be the jealousy of another contestant. Jin sighs, and Nayeon smiles at him. You act older than you look, sweetie. Thank you, he says, mollified. Who's going to be the jealous one? Jimin, says Haibin. We won't even have to manufacture it. We've already got plenty of coverage. We don't have a final order of exits, but he'll need to be here for a while to let it play out. Jin's a little surprised, since he thought Jimin was busy hating Yoongi, but he nods. Who's going to leave in the next filming block? We have a couple of dramatic ideas, says Haibin. I don't want to say too much yet, but we'll let you know.
Dramatic?
Asks Jin, his eyebrow arched. Nothing making you look bad, says Haibin quickly, so quickly that he's not sure he believes her, but Nayeon snaps to attention, so he leaves image management to her. Besides, he still hasn't gotten the answer he wants. Will Yoongi be continuing? He tries not to let it show how much that's been on his mind, and Haibin doesn't notice anything, but Nayeon considers him with a new interest. Probably, says Haibin. His storyline is still developing. I know you don't like him, sorry. Jin shrugs, so very carefully. Delicately, while Nayeon looks at him and piles up questions that he'll have to answer later.
He's been a good foil. Keeps things fresh.
That's an understatement, says Haibin. I've seen the footage. You're doing great work with him. A real tension. All of that love-hate that will get people invested before we go full villain. But it will take another episode at least.
Ah, says Jin, drumming his fingers on the table.
He's weirdly relieved, which makes him weirdly anxious, and he wishes he could have cared less about knowing.
Great, Sounds good. Hyben adds, we'll pick up heavy filming again tomorrow, but we'll want you to do a scene with Jungkook later, about his upbringing, and one with Jimin about how he feels about Jungkook. Two different outfits, please. Sungcho will come by the guest house.
Okay, says Jin, standing with Nayeon. I'll be ready.
They leave, and most of Destiny Command is gone on their unofficial weekend, but the ones who are remaining greet him enthusiastically, thanks to the food at in-chair masseuses that Nayeon had brought as a set gift. From Jin, of course, even though he hadn't known anything about it. His entire life is PR now. They're all the way back in the guest house before Nayeon looks up from her screen and says, who's Yoongi?
A contestant.
It's too much to hope it ends there, and it doesn't.
Cute.
Irritating, says Jin.
I see, says Nayeon, with too much understanding.
Not usually your type, so what gives? Jin starts making tea for something to do, and he thinks it's a very good question.
Yoongi isn't his type, not these days.
Surly and gremlin-y, and more prone to wrinkling his nose than laughter. A cornucopia of affectations, looking for fame and storing up lines, and folding his personality inside his tiny body with spears pointing out, ready to impale anyone who gets close. Curating discontent and irritation in a private internal garden, just for the look of the thing. So he's not his type at all, except for those moments where Jin's not looking directly at him, and he changes from simple to complicated, when he wears Kumamon slippers and helps people with cooking and has vibrant green hair that he can't cover up. Except when he's unexpectedly soft and magnetically hard, and a little sexy when he tries not to smile, like a real smile might unzip his careful disguise. Except when Jin does get close to him, close enough for a pheromone hit and an intake of breath and a shameless glint that says, try me, and thinks that there might be nowhere that's near enough to satisfy how close his body wants to get to Min Yoongi. In those moments, he's very much his type. It's exasperating to be so easy, even more so because Jin had sworn to himself at a very young age, after a doomed experiment with a disaffected upperclassman, that he'd never fall again for a moping bad boy with a heart of gold. Not that he'd ever fallen for much of anyone, really, but life is too short to waste on sneers and sarcasm and play-acting anger. It's not cute, and it's not attractive, and Jin has very sternly told himself 100 times in the last few days that he's not doing this.
Nothing. Okay, I'm gonna stop and eat now. Bye.
Nothing, he says. Sokjin, are you having an emotion? Says Nayeon. You do realize that would break your contract. He laughs once, low in his throat, and says, perish the thought. Don't worry. I'm doing my job.
I've never worried about that, she says, and he looks at her in astonishment.
And she doesn't take it back, or pull out a device to soften the moment, and his horror, he really does feel emotion welling inside his throat. He blinks to keep his eyes from burning, because it's been a very long 3 months, and the last thing he needs to do is start weeping everywhere like a child.
I'm just horny, he says. It's been a while.
Nayeon takes a beat, letting that truthful lie sit in the room, then says, let me know if I need to get someone out here for you, or get you offset for a bit. I don't want you to end up jumping some hard-ass sexy guy in a leather jacket on camera. Jin nearly drops the kettle, He doesn't wear leather jackets, he says, increasing his grip. Because that's a thought he hadn't had yet, and it's a thought he hadn't really needed, but is going to keep making laps in his mind for a while. An animal sort of thought, the type that rips clothes off in the darkness and leaves before sunrise. He owns a surprising amount of paisley. The days off had afforded him a lot of free time, and he's not supposed to go to the house outside of filming, but he can see the back patio from the window of the guest house study. It's not the best room for reading scripts and practicing guitar, but he'd found himself there more and more often as the days went on, sitting at his little desk and watching the other men like a voyeur. Most of them use the hot tub, or lounge in the sunshine with their headphones on, or play whatever board games the crew scrounge up. But Yoongi sits tucked away at a corner table, a notebook in front of him and a pen either twirling in his fingers or stuck between his teeth. It's unacceptable, because the sexual pull is simple biology, Jin's body reacting like a caveman to stimuli, but it's disgusting how much he wants to see inside the notebook and find out what's going on in that shadowy mind. Yoongi had shown it to Namjoon once, just a brief glimpse of a page, and Jin had played his guitar on the other side of the house for the rest of the day. "It seems like you are very fucked," says Nayoung, taking the hot water he offers and dumping it into her travel tea infuser. "And with shit timing, so keep your eye on the prize." Jungkook's the guy. "I'm in talks with a studio who's interested in doing a gay drama. Or we could try the States. Brush up on your English in your downtime, okay?"
"Sure," he says. "Don't worry about me. I've got it handled."
She doesn't believe him at all, but she air kisses him like some American drama before she goes, which is comforting in its own way. And when Jin goes back to the study to sort through what English literature they might have, Yoongi's at his usual table in a sweater three sizes too big for him, swimming in it with his legs curled beneath him like a child. He's writing furiously this time, in a fever dream, and there's no one else outside at all. Jin sits at the desk and tells himself again that he's not doing this, as he gets the viewing angle just right. The filming picks up the next day with a solo date, and Kim Namjoon knows a lot about trees. "Betula Ermani," he says, standing next to a twisty tree with peeling bark and irregular branches. Namjoon is tall enough to reach the leaves, and he brushes a finger over them as he speaks. "Chinese origin. They can get really tall, but these must still be growing. The wood is hard, but the bark is soft, so it's good for tools. A useful tree. And beautiful, of course." "Of course," says Jin, looking at the producer for this shoot to see what he should do. Normally, they've come for a romantic archery lesson from an Olympian to a training facility inset in a wooded glade festooned with colored targets. But while they were setting up, Namjoon had wandered off into the woods proper with wide-eyed wonder, and they'd hustled Jin after him to ad-lib, so now he's getting a floor lesson from a giant, awkward male model while a gold medalist waits for them. "You see this?" says Namjoon, touching a long, yellowish-brown plant covered in tiny flowers and hanging from a nearby branch. "Amens. That means this is a male tree." Jin takes in the cylindrical nature of the amend, the way it curves as it droops, and he has to bite the inside of his cheek.
"So this tube makes it male?"
"Yes," says Namjoon, running a finger down it, and Jin hears a muffled snort from somewhere behind him.
"Females have just one flower."
"I've heard that," says Jin carefully, not a single wobble in his voice. Namjoon drops his hand like he's been burned,
and Jin worries he's been too obvious in his amusement, until Namjoon says,
"Sorry, I know we're here for something else."
"We're here to have fun," says Jin, moving close enough to take his hand and squeeze it reassuringly.
"If you're having fun, then I'm happy.
But I don't want to bore you."
"Passionate people are never boring."
Jin smiles his most enticing smile, and he's rewarded with a delicious blush from his partner. Namjoon really is handsome, the exact sort of statuesque Jin had dreamed of having on his arm at award ceremonies, when he'd indulged in those kinds of dreams, but there's something about him that's not quite formed yet. Something that's still growing.
"That's Idija Polycarpa," says Namjoon, nodding to the side, his fingers threading through Jin's own. "Its fruit is edible, and its leaves are shaped like hearts."
"Lovely," says Jin softly, though he doesn't look away. Namjoon looks down at him, distractingly large, and his mouth parts slightly. "Enough," and Jin waits easily for the thing that will come next, because it's the thing that always comes next in a dappled glade next to heart-shaped leaves. He's played this exact scene before in at least two dramas, though they hadn't had so many scientific facts packed inside of them.
A cameraman steps on a dry twig, and Namjoon startles and moves away. "Sorry," he says again, but this time he doesn't say why.
"Would you like to redo the shot?" asks Jin. He already knows the answer before Namjoon shakes his head, because Namjoon has an obsession with the authenticity of things, despite an entire week of this, and that part of him is annoying and endearing in equal measures.
"Is it okay if we don't?" asks Namjoon.
"Of course it's okay," says Jin. The producer makes a gesture in his periphery that seems encouraging, so he adds,
"Is it okay with you if we keep walking for a bit before we prove our incompetence with a bow?"
To his surprise, Namjoon frowns.
"That might be dangerous."
"Dangerous?" asks Jin. "Are there attack squirrels in the area?"
"I might kiss you."
Jin laughs. "A risk I'm more than willing to accept, but you're sweet to worry." Namjoon doesn't look reassured, and Jin steps outside of his show persona for just a minute.
"We really don't have to do anything. I enjoy spending time with you, no matter what happens.
Just be yourself, Namjoon. I'll like it." That only makes Namjoon more distressed, and he closes his eyes like he's pushing something away. A feeling, or a memory, and Jin waits for him to speak.
"Someone said that to me once in the woods. They didn't mean it in the end. It might be a pattern."
Jin notes the careful use of pronouns, knows he's being offered something useful, and tries not to feel like a dick as he says,
"A boyfriend?"
Namjoon doesn't answer, breathing shallowly, and Jin tries to figure out another path into the scene, when Namjoon leans forward without opening his eyes and kisses him. Or he tries to, anyway, but without a target, he mostly gets the side of Jin's face, and he makes a distressed noise before Jin fixes the positioning and slots them together, and does it for real. It's strange, because he's never done a stage kiss with someone taller, and he's not quite sure what his angles should be as he drives it. His mind works ceaselessly, the press of soft lips mere distraction. It's his fourth kiss on this show, and it's by far the most effort. Jungkook had been all enthusiasm and energy, Jimin a steely-eyed seduction that was an art form all its own, and Wonho kissed like a business arrangement, a handshake with lips. All of them had only needed him to react, to give back the energy they emitted,
but Namjoon isn't giving him anything. Jin doesn't even know why they're kissing, not really, and it ends before it should if this were real, but there's only so much Jin can do on his own. He feels like he should apologize as he pulls away, but he's saved when Namjoon touches a finger to his lips and says, "Wow." "Thank you," says Jin, and he winces internally, because that's not romantic. But it makes Namjoon laugh, a little stuttering sound that hitches in his throat. "I really am gay." He says it so happily that Jin laughs too, and then they're both laughing, so the producer calls a wrap because the moment is gone, they're keeping people waiting inside. The crew starts moving, and Jin gets more lip gloss, and Namjoon watches it happen with a fond smile on his face.
"You really didn't know?" asks Jin.
"Not for sure," says Namjoon. "Thank God for controlled conditions. But I don't think I'm in love with you." Jin laughs again, and it's still real, and he thinks he's lucky that there are so many decent people in the world to pretend to date.
"I'd be worried if you were. It's only been a week, and I'm still with 9 other people."
He shakes his head, not sure why he's being so frank, except that it's Namjoon, and Namjoon brings it out in him. But he doesn't need to worry, because Namjoon nods. "Right. It's not love yet. It's all just sex." He reddens when Jin looks at him in surprise and mutters, "Just something that Yoongi said."
"Oh, really?"
asks Jin, perking up, feeling stupid and 16.
"You two think I'm sexy?"
"Everyone thinks you're sexy," says Namjoon wryly.
"Look at you. Everyone thinks you're sexy."
Jin nods, satisfied, as the producer calls them over to the archery building.
"You don't have to convince me," he says. "I'm just glad you're noticing."
When the showrunners had suggested a 9-person group date and an all-day shoot, Jin thought they were crazy, but they'd been weirdly insistent, so he didn't fight them. They'd also insisted that Jin wear a bathing suit and be ready for some topless shots, which means he spent the last day fasting and doing bodyweight exercises to make sure he looks as good as possible on screen. Kevin joins him for the workouts, not that he'll be taking off his clothes, and lets Jin bitch about gratuitous nudity as much as he wants. By the look of them the morning they leave, the contestants hadn't gotten the same amount of lead time to prepare. Jin watches them from his van, the way they run their hands over their bodies uncertainly as they come out of the mansion in their suits and covering shirts, towels in their hands and sunglasses on their heads. Only Jungkook and Wonho seem perfectly at ease, unsurprisingly since they'd already shown off their killer bodies to cameras with hardly any encouragement. But Minho and Taehyung in particular look scared, tugging their clothing down reflexively, even though the cameras aren't rolling yet. Though to say he watches them puts a lot of weight on a plural that it doesn't deserve. He mostly watches Yoongi, because there's something about Yoongi that makes him watchable, and Yoongi thinks Jin is sexy, and that's inconvenient to know. During the transportation loading, Yoongi runs a hand through his hair, a hand that's veined and delicate, with long fingers that Jin doesn't mean to notice. His hair is growing out, the mint giving way to darkness, and if he stays around any longer, they're going to have to dye it again. Maybe they'll dye it a different color, something less sweet, and Jin doesn't know if that will save him or damn him, but he wants to find out. His own fingers tighten on his knee, his foolish knee on his idiot body, and when Yoongi looks over at his van suspiciously, like he can sense Jin's impure thoughts, he ducks down below the window line and waits for them to move. When they get to the water park, a real water park and not some dingy roadside attraction, Jin looks at Sungchul in astonishment. We know someone filming a music video here, he says, from one of the big companies. They shut down the whole park, but they're only using one side, so we get the rest. Perfect control.
Excellently done, says Jin, and Sungcho smiles as he gets out of the van. It's their biggest fleet yet, a camera for every person, and it's good because Jungkook strips his shirt off as soon as they hit the parking lot, yelling, I want to go on the big slide! You don't have to take your clothes off yet, says Jimin loudly as he steps into the sunshine. He's still gorgeous, even with an irritated face, and Jin thinks he's wasted as a lawyer. They said we might have to, not that it's compulsory.
Jungkook only smiles and spins in a wide circle, saying,
Come on, Jimin, it's so nice out. Besides, we've all seen you in the hot tub. You've got all sorts of muscles.
Jimin puts his hands on his hips as Wonho strips down beside him.
That was in the dark. I don't want to get tan, thank you very much.
You'd still be pretty, says Jungkook.
Right, Seokjin?
Jimin whirls around and sees Jin behind him, then squeaks and tries to jump behind Taehyung.
Jimin is always pretty, says Jin, which gets Jimin to emerge and give him a smile. You're all handsome, so let's have a good time today, okay?
Yeah, says Jimin, linking his arm with Jin's. Let's have fun.
Hee-chul and Kunwoo roll their eyes in tandem, but Hoseok throws his arm around Yoongi and starts a self-proclaimed fun dance that threatens to knock them both over. Not that Yoongi seems to mind, smiling hugely as he tries to stay upright, and Jin looks down at Jimin to avoid that particular temptation.
Sungchul signals Jin's camera crew, saying, Let's do the promotional shots now. Shirts off, guys.
Jungkook whoops, saying,
Come on, Jimin, it's time!
And the rest of the guys start disrobing a little more reluctantly.
Hee-chul and Jimin blush and protest, but their bodies are better than Jin's could ever be, so they ultimately have little smiles on their faces, as Jungkook and Wonho crowd them in celebration. But they're the only ones. Hoseok covers himself up with his hands when he's done, shuffling behind Taehyung as best he can, and Kunwoo drapes his shirt back over himself immediately, bright red. Neither of their smiles look real when they turn them on Jin. And others don't move at all. Taehyung just shakes his head like a horse plagued by flies, and Minho bites his lip, and both of them are in so much distress that Jin is already moving towards them when Yoongi says,
I'm not doing it.
He says it in a conversational tone, but it's loud enough to cut across every sound of the place, and Sungchul turns to him with a stunned expression.
Excuse me? I'm not taking off my shirt, says Yoongi slowly, drawing it out in the warm spring air. I'll do my shots like this.
Everyone is, says Sungchul patiently. It's just for now. For promos, not even for airing. Once we're in the park, you can wear whatever you want.
Yoongi crosses his arms.
I can wear whatever I want all the time, actually.
You signed an agreement to reasonable activity as pertains to filming needs, says a producer, lifting her tablet.
Right. And this isn't reasonable, says Yoongi.
His assigned camera pushes closer, but he doesn't even seem to notice.
You realize you'll leave the show if you refuse, she says, with the air of someone pulling the ultimate card.
Fine, says Yoongi, unimpressed. I don't need to be here.
Everyone gasps except for Jin, because Jin doesn't gasp at anything that's not a Korea Drama Award announcement for himself. But he does go still, his mind pulling in more directions than he can catalog.
Surprise, certainly, and a bit of a relief to have his unruly libido checked for him. Offended,
that Yoongi's not attracted enough to want to stay, and annoyed that he wouldn't even consider pretending to be right in front of him. And underneath all of it, a foundation of curiosity about why bold Yoongi is suddenly drawing the line at his bare chest. Yoongi's eyes flick to him, quick and dark, and there's no answer there. But then he looks at Taehyung, who's still shaking his head, and Hoseok, who's still cowering, and Minho, who's still frozen, and his face hardens. He doesn't look back at Jin again, but Jin doesn't need him to. He gets the message, and Yoongi's nose is twitching, which apparently isn't his tell for eavesdropping after all. "I'll leave my shirt on, too," says Jin, which gets Yoongi to look at him again. "I think it will be better as a mixed shot, don't you? More exciting if it's not uniform." Sungchul opens his mouth to argue when Taehyung adds, "I'd like to do that." "Same," says Hoseok, already shoving his shirt back over his head. "For a better shot." "But we have to have skin," says Sungchul, looking down at his shot sheet. "Why come to a water park without it?" Jimin clears his throat and steps forward, in front of Taehyung. "I'll do it," he says. "And Jungkook and Wonho and Heechul. Right, guys?" His eyes say he'd better be right, but it's not necessary because the others are already nodding hugely. Jungkook even says, a big smile on his face, "I'll leave mine off all day if that will help." "Me too," says Jimin quickly, drawing himself up to his full height and glaring at Jungkook. "If it will help." Sungchul looks at all of them, then the producer, and Jin says, "Should I call Haibin?" That seems to do the trick, and he deflates. "Fine. Do what you want. Let's film so we can get inside. We have a long day." He stomps away to confer with the cameraman, and Jin grabs a van side mirror to make sure his hair looks okay. He's pleased, but not surprised, when Yoongi sidles up next to him to wait his turn, the heat from his body radiating directly into Jin's blood. Not that he lets on, carefully teasing already in-place strands into place for a long minute before he straightens up with an apologetic smile. "All yours," he says, then regrets his choice of words when Yoongi's mouth lifts in his patented half-grin. "Thanks," he says, his voice low and rough, and Jin can't believe that his stomach swoops at the gravel in it. "Hope you're not in trouble." "I'm never in trouble," says Jin, "just inhabiting dramatic arcs that haven't yet resolved." "Didn't you get arrested recently?" "Rude," says Jin, nearly genuine offense flitting across his face that doesn't fool Yoongi at all. "A gentleman would let the past stay in the past." "No gentleman here," says Yoongi. "Not in your meat market." "Thank God," says Jin, "though you're the only man I've ever met who came up with a plot to keep my clothes on." Yoongi laughs, and it's sexy as hell, and Jin has to take a measured breath just to stop himself from swooning. Which would be even more embarrassing when Yoongi's response is an appreciative, "What can I say? I'm into burlesque."
"Jin, it's time to line up," calls Jimin's determined voice, one with a bit of steel in it, and when he looks over, the entire rest of the cast is watching them, waiting for them to take their places. By their expressions, Jimin isn't the only one who's annoyed at his off-book flirting, though Taehyung is giving him very wiggly eyebrows from his place at the back. He murmurs a goodbye to Yoongi, who isn't looking at him anymore, and moves into the larger group. Jimin latches onto his side, possessive and half-naked, and Sungchul sets up Jungkook on his other side for sexy symmetry. Yoongi ends up somewhere near the back, mint head barely peeking over the people in front of him,
But that's fine, because Jin's much calmer, with his arms wrapped around muscled torsos, hot skin slipping under his palms, than he was from just a taste of Yoongi's laughter.
"I have a great idea," says Taehyung later, when they're sipping frozen drinks and floating down the lazy river together. He's still in a long-sleeved shirt, huge sunglasses across his face, and he's had 20 great ideas since their journey started. Most of them aren't arable, but it doesn't seem to matter. The other guys are off on a meal and a bathroom break, and Taehyung had fully wrapped his arms around Seokjin's neck and told him he wanted to get married and have 5 kids and a farm before they even got on the ride, so they've got all the footage they need.
"It's dramatic," he adds happily, "to make up for what we made you do back there. My pudgy tummy says thank you for that, by the way."
"You're welcome," says Jin, dragging his fingertips through the water. "Though I'm sure you look fantastic in any level of dress."
"And Yoongi was really great, wasn't he?" says Taehyung. "He's such a grumpy little fairy godmother."
"What was your idea?" asks Jin quickly. A little too quickly, though he actually is curious. It's probably something like roller skates for ants, based on their previous conversation.
Taehyung sits up and raises his sunglasses. "I'm going to be your show spy. Codename Tender Fox."
"Oh," says Jin. "What?"
"I'm the softest fox," says Taehyung. "I also know everyone's secrets in the whole house, and it's time for drama."
"I'm not sure the guys would appreciate you telling me all of their secrets."
"Of course not. That's the drama," says Taehyung, like Jin is crazy.
He looks up at the trailing camera crews and says, "Are you ready for our scene now?" They nod and push closer, and Taehyung slides out of his inner tube and grabs Jin's with stern purpose. It's shocking enough that Jin just gapes at him, even more when Taehyung pushes a wet hand through Jin's hair and says,
"I only want what's best for you, Seokjin. You're so important to me."
He says it low and urgently, like it's real, and Jin has done this 100 times, but Taehyung is scary in his sincerity.
"I think we have a real connection," he continues. I have to be honest with you, okay?"
Jin feels like his position, flopped across a tube, isn't lending any gravitas to the moment, so he stands up as well, and it's just them in the middle of an empty, lazy river doing dramatic improv.
"Of course," says Jin,
modulating his voice to similar levels as he reaches up to take his hand.
"I always want you to be honest with me, Tae-tae."
Taehyung smiles briefly, the happiness of being accepted and the pain of a difficult job that must be done, and Jin almost applauds. He's either a sociopath or the greatest actor in history, and at this point, he'll take either.
"Someone isn't here for the right reasons," says Taehyung seriously.
Jin's mind flicks to Yoongi, its constant first option these days, and he frowns slightly to cover it.
"Who?"
Taehyung sighs heavily, turning away at a lovely angle.
"Kunwoo has a girlfriend," he says. "He's straight, totally. He just came on the show for career exposure. I heard him bragging about fooling you."
"Are you sure?" asks Jin, letting his face crumple in shock and a little sadness, even though he'd be hard-pressed to remember Kunwoo's family name at the moment.
"I can't believe that. He really seemed to care about me."
He hopes they can find footage to back that up, but he lets Taehyung hug him for a few minutes, murmuring soothing words, before he steps back with a set expression.
"I need to talk to him. Maybe it's some kind of misunderstanding."
"I hope so," says Taehyung,
patting him gently. But if it's not, it doesn't mean anything bad about you, okay? You're amazing. He says it so encouragingly that Jin almost laughs, but that's fine because the scene is pretty much over, and Taehyung's face breaks into a big smile, too. That was really good, and it's totally true. I didn't make it up. You probably need to go kick him off the show now. Yeah, says Jin, searching for his inner tube and finding it in a PA's hands, where he'd saved it from floating all the way down the river. You're right. It's going to be a good dramatic moment. Taehyung flops back in his own tube gracelessly and says, I know, and we're going to have another dramatic moment, okay? At the flower ceremony party tomorrow. I'll tell you more later, so you won't be surprised when it happens. And remember my code name. Tender Fox, says Jin. That's me, says Taehyung. They float the rest of the way in silence, and Jin gets his mind in the right space to have an angry breakup scene with a guy he barely knows at all.